The.
You are listening to KMUZ Turner, community radio for the Mid-Willamette Valley. Broadcasting in Marion, Polk, and Linn counties at 88.5 FM and serving Salem and Kaiser at 100.7 FM. Also streaming online at KMUZ.org and on your smartphone or tablet via the free TuneIn Radio app.
KMUZ thanks Pentacle Theater, entertaining the Mid-Valley with a range of theatrical styles since 1954. Up next, Horton Foote's The Trip to Bountiful, directed by Joe Dodge, which opens November 13th and plays through December 5th. More information at pentacletheater.org.
Good morning and welcome to Theater Talk. I'm your host, Anne McBride. And I'm here to tell you all about what's opening, playing, and auditioning here in the Mid-Willamette Valley. And I have some guests here from a radio play, and The Snow Falls. And we'll be talking to them. And I also have a couple of CDs that I just acquired that I want to share with you. One is the new musical that in the Mid-Willamette Valley in theater. Albany Civic Theater is opening Singing in the Rain, November 27th through December 19th. Also, they're having auditions for Murder on the Nile on November 30th, and you can go to that website and find out where the auditions are, and I believe you also have to sign up for them on the website. Almsville, for Albany, go to albanycivic.org to find out everything about their shows. Almsville Community Theater, they no longer have a website. Go to their Facebook page, Almsville Community Theater. That's spelled AUMSVILLE. They are partnering with Trexler Farms to do a Christmas radio show on December 18th. It looks like fun. It's Father Knows Best Christmas and Sherlock Holmes and The Night Before Christmas. And they have a deal where you can have dinner first, so check it out. Brush Creek, brushcreekplayhouse.com is where you find them. They are doing, as you heard in the community calendar, I Ought to Be in Pictures through the 22nd of this month. And you can listen to our talk with them on the podcast on the KMUZ.org website. Also, they are auditioning for the Brothers Grimm Tale of Snow White on December 5th and 6th. Go to their website. And they're looking for ages 5 through 18. It's a children's show. BrushCreekPlayhouse.com. Enlightened Theatrics at enlightenedtheatrics.org. They are opening the 1940s Radio Hour. It's a musical. It takes place during World War II. November 24th, and it plays through December 13th. And you can go to the website. And on our show next time, we hope to have an interview with them. Also, go to the website because they're having a ticket stub partnership with downtown restaurants. If you go to the website, you will find out what night your ticket stub will get you a discount into, I think, Bentley's is one of the places. It's too complicated for me, but you can figure it out easily. Gallery Theater at thegallerytheater.org is opening White Christmas, the musical, on November 27th, and they're playing through December 19th, and you can go to their website for ticket details. Also, they are having auditions. They are doing The Music Man, and they're having January and February, and they're having auditions the 29th of this month through the 1st, but they're by appointment only. So go to the website to make an appointment, and also they have a whole list of what they want you to do at an audition, so you really need to go to the website to find out about it. Kaiser Homegrown Theater at kaiserhomegrown.org just had their season auditions, and they have announced their season for 2016, and they're doing 5 shows. It's quite an ambitious season. Go to their website. They're starting with, in January, back by popular demand, they're doing Always Patsy Cline. And I saw that. It was really fun. Taylor Pollock plays Patsy Cline, and I think she was just born to play that part. She's wonderful. The Pentacle Theater at pentacletheater.org. Trip to Bountiful opened last weekend. It got a great review in the Statesman Journal. You can listen to our discussion with cast members on the podcast that's up at KMUZ.org. They're also opening Mary Poppins at Central High School in Independence in January for one weekend, the 8th through the 10th. That's a fundraiser for them. And also they are having auditions for The Diary of Anne Frank on the 19th of December. And go to their website. They are also very specific in what they want for auditions. Salem Playback Theater... at salemplayback.org. They are doing something tomorrow. It's an intensive playback training with their team of experts. You can learn playback forms, practice improv, develop emotional intelligence, which is something I certainly could use, improve deep listening skills, and have fun. And you register by email by going to don@salemplayback.org, or you can just drop in on the day, Saturday, November 21st. That's from 9 to noon. Theater 33 at theater33.org, they are doing a Christmas reading on December 20th. They're doing Truman Capote's A Christmas Memory and Stubby Pringle's Christmas. And I hope to have Susan, who's the director and the force behind Theater 33, to come on and talk about it in December. The Verona Studio at theveronastudio.com is opening a one-man play called St. Nicholas. It's opening December 3rd, playing through the 19th. And that's featuring Gregory Jolivet, a fine actor that we all know. And you would think when it's called St. Nicholas that it's about Christmas, but it is not. It is about vampires. It's very different. Now, let's talk about the colleges. Corbin opened Much Ado About Nothing and is playing through this weekend. It looks amazing. Of course, it's the Shakespeare play. And Western Oregon is doing Book of Days by Lamford Wilson, and it's playing through the 21st. And you can, again, listen to our podcast. We have an interview with them. Willamette is doing a dance concert called Evolution, and it plays through the 21st. Now, I haven't talked about this before, but I'd like to talk about what the high schools are doing. West Salem High School is doing Godspell. And just by the way, the theaters at these high schools have more bells and whistles than any regular theater you could ever go to. There, you will see fabulous sets, wonderful lights. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. Anyway, West Salem High School, which, by the way, has a gorgeous stage, is closing this weekend with Godspell. South Salem High School is doing Thoroughly Modern Millie, and it's opening the 4th of December and playing through the 12th. North Salem High School is doing The Three Musketeers. It opened the 12th, and it's playing through the 21st. McNary High School is doing Beauty and the Beast, and it's... they must have gotten together on the dates. It's opened the 12th of November and is playing through the 21st. McKay is doing In the Heights, really interesting musical, and that closes tomorrow night also. Sprague is the lone person that doesn't seem to have anything going on right now till January. The Blanchett Academy is doing Leaving Iowa through tonight, and Central High School in Independence has Seussical, the musical, opening December 5th. So that's what's happening in theater this week, as far as I know. Now, if you know of anything and I haven't talked about it, please go on the Facebook page, Theater Talk, and let us know and come in and talk to us about it. I've got someone who's writing a musical that's coming in a couple weeks that I had never even heard of. And it's very exciting. Anyway, I'd like to introduce my guests right now. I have a bunch of them here. I have Jim Kemp, who is the force behind this project. And good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Ooh. I'm just turning on the mics now. As we mentioned my technical abilities before, I think. Anyway, good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Anne.
And you have brought, who have you brought with you?
I have brought Ed Shopes. I have brought Fran Latin. I have brought Tavis Evans. And our technical director, Mr. Dick McMahon.
And Dick will be the silent partner here.
Yes.
And why don't you tell me about this project? Because it's kind of unusual now.
Well, it goes back to 1996 when I was asked to direct a play in Coos Bay, a Christmas play, and there really aren't that many Christmas plays out there. And I just happened to find a script at George Fox University, and it's a script that was written by a Hungarian playwright named Miklos Laszlo. He moved to America in the 1930s and sold his play to MGM, and his play was turned into two major motion pictures, a Broadway musical, and then he also wrote this particular play, which is similar in plot and character, but with a different setting and so forth. And so there was a time when I thought, you know, I need to adapt this somehow. Mm-hmm. And someone suggested to me doing a broadcast for Christmas on the radio would be nice. And mm-hmm. so in October, I turned this play into a radio adaptation.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And about how long does it last?
We probably are running just under 2 hours.
And why don't, in case there's anybody who hasn't seen any of those productions, which it's hard to believe, but there are people, why don't you just describe the plot a little bit?
Okay. The plot is a typical boy meets girl. Boy and girl work together. Boy hates girl, and girl hates boy as as co-workers. But boy is writing to a female pen pal that he's in love with, and girl is writing to a male pen pal that she's in love with. And lo and behold, it turns out that they're writing to each other, and they didn't realize that.
And I think the first time I saw this story was the movie A Little Shop Around the Corner with James Stewart. And
Shop Around the Corner,
and yes. Was it Margaret Sullivan?
Margaret Sullivan and James Stewart.
So wonderful.
Made in 1940 by MGM. And that was the original play was adapted by Samson Raphaelson into the script for the movie, Shop Around the Corner.
And then it was in the good old summertime, with wildly rewritten, with Judy Garland and
Van Johnson.
Van Johnson.
And that's the particular, that one really differs from all the rest. That's the one where Vincent Minnelli was the director.
Yes. And Liza is in the last scene.
Liza is in the last scene.
As a baby,
yes. And, that was her film debut, Liza Minnelli's film debut.
And then there's a musical by Bach and Harnick.
1964, Bach and Harnick turned it into a musical called She Loves Me.
With Barbara Cook.
Barbara Cook, yes. The most recent production that I've seen of that musical was at Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
Uh-huh.
And that was in 2010. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the best productions I've seen.
Oh, it's a wonderful musical. And then there's the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, You've Got Mail, which is a weirdly updated version.
I could not believe it when I did the play in Coos Bay in 1996, and then MGM brought out You've Got Mail in 1998. I thought, well, we're into another cycle now.
Well, I think it's a timeless story.
It is.
Really do. And I think, and where does Christmas come into it?
Well, the most obvious one, Shop Around the Corner, takes place around Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
She Loves Me takes place around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. In the good old summertime has very little to do with Christmas.
Right. Yeah. But in your play...
In my play, it's very important. Yeah, Christmas is, in fact, the original play didn't particularly set in 1938, but I kind of chose 1938 mm-hmm. and tried to find contemporary things that were going on in the world.
And where does it take place?
It takes place in London, in a little perfumery.
Mm-hmm.
I've placed it on Oxford Street, down the street from Selfridge's.
And it's Christmas, and it's the Christmas rush in the opening scene.
Exactly. The very first scene is all the shoppers who want various things before Christmas and the staff that's being trying to assist them. And it's kind of just chaos.
Okay. And the actors that you have with you.
Yes.
Who do you guys play in this play? I'm thinking nobody here is playing are you, Tavis, who are you playing?
I'm playing Mr. Kelly. He's the top salesman in the shop.
He says.
He's very proud of that, isn't he? Uh-huh.
He's a cad.
Oh, he's the cad. Oh, I remember that part. And Ed, who do you play?
I play Mr. Hammersley, who is the owner of the perfumery.
I see.
And is married to a very demanding wife and very spoiled son. So,
Are they in the play?
No, they're not.
We hear about them.
Yeah, we hear about them. His life is complicated.
How?
Well, the story of the, or I guess the premise of the entire play, for me, from my standpoint as an actor and reading the script and mm-hmm. everything, it's about what is love? What are relationships about?
Okay.
And the two main characters, the salesman and the young lady who works in the mm-hmm. laboratory, mixing up all of the cosmetics and everything. The ones that are at odds, they don't really have an idea of how love can be complicated by the kind of relationship that you have with the person that you care about the most. It's not always easy. We know that, especially marriages. And then Hammersley is challenged because his marriage looks like a wreck. Someone writes him a note and says, "You should look into your wife's friends. She seems to be seeing someone from your shop."
Is it the cat? Well, I guess we can't find out.
We'll have to find out.
We'll have to find out.
We'll have to find out.
I strongly deny it. Strongly deny it.
And then, of course, you know, there are a lot of fun things that happen fun and funny things that happen in the show as well. And Fran plays a couple of different very demanding customers.
Fran, yes. Tell me about the part.
Well, actually,
play.
I play three parts, one in the first act, one in the second act, one in the third act. And they're all very different women, which is fun because I tried to make them all sound different, of course, from the other.
Oh, yes.
So, I think they're different ages. I'm imagining the most demanding one, who is Mrs. Colby, to be probably mid-60s. Mm-hmm. She's been catered to. She's wealthy, I feel. She's got a very demanding demeanor about her. She's come in to just get a toothbrush, and she's just berating the poor people in the store with this demanding attitude that she has. And then the second one in the second act, excuse me, is a little younger. I vision her as about 50. And she's also fairly demanding, a little gentler than Mrs. Colby, but also in a rush. It's Christmas Eve. She wants to get her items and get out. The third lady is a younger woman who is shopping for a young couple, and she's a softer person, maybe in about 30, possibly.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
lots
that's
of fun.
Really... Okay, now we have a little clip. Jim, would you set up this...
Okay, this is the beginning of our Act Two, and this is a scene that actually wasn't in the original script, but the similar scene in all the other versions mm-hmm. of this play, where Mr. Ashwood, the main character is going to a restaurant to have a blind date with his pen pal.
He's finally
going to
meet her.
He has no idea who she is, what she looks like. So he's standing outside this restaurant with his friend Mr. Smith, and they're peering in the window trying to find out which woman
is
there.
And Mr. Smith also works at the store?
Yes. Mr. Smith is played by Tom Roche, and he's kind of the comic relief character.
Well, let's see if we can... We know how I am. Let's see if I can make this happen.
Mr. Smith, I really don't want to know what she looks like. I've already had enough bad news today. It'll be even more difficult if she's beautiful. If she's ugly, well, that would just take the cake now, wouldn't it?
It will be my secret. What was the name of the book she was supposed to be reading?
It's an Agatha Christie novel, Appointment with Death. There will be a drawing of a snake on the dust cover. And don't forget, she'll be wearing a sprig of heather like the one I'm wearing on my lapel.
Let me look through the window first.
Do you see her, Smithy? I mean, do you see a woman reading an Agatha Christie book wearing a sprig of heather on her dress?
As a matter of fact, I think I do see such a woman. She's very beautiful.
Mr. Smith, I specifically asked you not to tell me how she looks.
I'm sorry, but she looks very familiar.
Familiar? How?
Well, frankly, it looks like Miss Patience Baker.
Oh, Gagby. I hope they don't look that much alike.
I think it's possible that they might look very much alike.
And why would that be, Mr. Smith?
I hate to tell you this, Mr. Ashwood, but I believe the woman I'm looking at, sitting there reading an Agatha Christie novel and wearing a sprig of heather, is in fact Miss Patience Baker.
No. Let me see. Move over, Mr. Smith. Bloody hell, she looked right at me. I've been caught.
At this point, Mr. Ashwood, I think it might be best if you yourself were to go inside and keep your blind date, even if it is with Miss Patience Baker.
But that woman and I have been fighting with each other for the past 6 months.
And that woman is the very woman you have been writing letters to for the past 6 months. The very woman whom you say you love and who has agreed to marry you.
All right, Mr. Smith, you have helped me up to this point. Now I think it's time for you to go home to your wife.
Very well, Mr. Ashwood. I wish you the best. You can tell me all about it at work on Monday.
Bonsoir, monsieur. Welcome to Café du Paris, London, where you can listen to some of the best jazz music on this side of the channel. Why don't you come inside? Do you have a reservation?
Well, lead the way. I'm supposed to meet a young woman here tonight. I think she has already been seated.
By any chance, could she be a young woman wearing a sprig of heather?
Yes. It's one like I'm wearing on my lapel.
Yes, I believe it is. Come this way and I will show you to her table.
Well, we want to hear what happens, don't we?
Well, they meet for the first time.
And?
That's the rest of the story.
Oh, gosh. That sounds... And who are those actors? Oh, well, Tom. But who's the other actor who's playing the main character?
Well, of course, George Hammerly is Ed here. Mike Jaffe was in that scene.
Mike Jaffe.
He plays Mr. Ashwood.
Ashwood.
Yes, Mr. Ashwood.
Okay. And who plays the girl?
Well, a young lady by the name of Elizabeth Shopes.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
Oh, how nice. Now, she's acted a fair amount.
Mm-hmm. She's actually done quite a bit of readers, theater, and this style of show at Children's Educational Theater in the summer times, where she takes classes in acting in the summer.
And she's got a lovely voice. I wish she could sing in this. She's got a lovely voice.
She has a very lovely voice, and she has one heck of an English accent also.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. Well, that's really cool. And she's a little on the young end for that, isn't she? But, I mean, this is radio. Who knows, right?
So the very first thing that we thought about was differentiating between the characters just based on the sound of voices. And
right.
So that's the only sense that's really involved. And so Elizabeth has this but much younger voice.
Right.
Which sounds anywhere from her age up into maybe a woman who's 25 or so.
But it sounds very different from everybody else's
voice. It does.
Voice.
And that, yeah. I think that's true of the entire cast.
Oh, that'll be fun. And I want to say we don't have a time yet, but we're really hoping to play it on KMUZ in the Christmas season. It's just such a wonderful... to do a radio play. You know, radio used to be about live theater. You know, before our time, it was the done thing to listen to serials.
Yes.
And I love those. I used to listen to them in L.A. I just love them. I would love to see them come back.
Some of us in the room here have enough gray hair that we kind of grew up on radio, and I myself, I came to this country when I was a very young kid,
right.
And I learned English because English is not my
you would never know that.
Primary language. Well, English is a second language to me, and so I learned English by listening to the radio more than anything else.
Wow.
So, yeah, the radio, I mean, doing a radio play is really fun because, you know, it involves work and preparation and rehearsal and that sort of thing. But you have, I don't know, I guess for me, it's kind of a certain sense of freedom with the script in your hand. And, you know, you're able to kind of make notes on the fly. And with the talent that Jim put together, he was talking about the differentiating voices and all that. He's done a great job of casting the show because he does have a variety of different voices in all the different roles. And it's very fun and rewarding to be in this show.
Wow. That's great. That's great.
It's very fun and rewarding to have written something and listened to this fine group of actors perform.
Well, I would think so. I would think so. And it's just such a wonderful project. I really hope we can make it work, and I hope it just lives on. Now, are you involved in any other radio projects?
No, I'm not.
Perhaps this will be the beginning of
it. It could be.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to thank all of my guests this morning. Thank you so much for coming in, and we look forward to listening to your show.
Thank you.
That'll be wonderful. Now,
and the snow falls.
And the snow falls.